thousands of years before. Rishabhdev is accepted as the incarnation of Godhead, king or emperor of the world. He instructed his sons. He had 100 sons. And he was, before retiring from his family life, he wanted to install his eldest son, Maharaj Bharat, on the throne. And before retiring, he was instructing his other sons as well. Maharaj Bharat was a great king, and after his name, India is called Bharatvarsha. This planet was known before that as Ilavati Varsha. And after Maharaj Bharat ruled, this planet was known as Bharatvarsha. Gradually, the planet was divided into so many other states. Now, Bharatvarsha means a small piece of land known as India. Anyway, the king of this planet, Rishabhdev, was instructing his son as follows. Nāyaṁ dīha dīha bhājāṁ virūpi kastāṁ kāmāṁ arhati vīr vijāmaji tapo dhikvaṁ putra-bhāk yīhāṁ sattāṁ suddhi yasmāṁ brahma-sukhaṁ anantyaṁ. He is instructing, my dear son, this human form of body is not to be wasted like cats and dogs. What is that? How this body is wasted like cats and dogs? The kastana kama. Kaman means sense-desires. So, with hard labor, ultimate end of hard laboring is sense-desires. Now, not only in your country, but also in all other countries at the present moment, everyone is trying to make economic development. What is that economic development? You have got a very good idea. Industrialization, high standard of living, and so many other things. But the end is sense-based. The purpose of economic development, it is wonderful for us, we are Indians. When we see, when I was in Los Angeles, there is a freeway. So, 8 lines of cars running in 70 miles speed this way, and 8 miles of lines running cars in the other, on the opposite side. And unfortunately, one day we had one car which was running at 35 miles only, and our Gaurasundara was driving immediately he was arrested by the police. Not exactly arrested, stopped. That means you cannot run your class in this way at the primary speed. So, now from impartial point of view, if we study why people are running in this way and that way, what is the ultimate goal? If we calculate very in cool head, the ultimate goal is senselessness. So, however busy we may be, however intelligent we may be, however advanced we may be in material civilization, the real point is senselessness. I have seen in the Times Square in New York, there are so many advertisements for senselessness. Advertising. Here we'll have nice girls, come on, like that, pretty little, and some little picture. And so many theaters, the whole idea is sense-cut. But it's not that. It is not new. This is very old fashion. This sense-classificatory process is current in all other planets, even which is called the demigod planet, heavenly planet, the moon planet, the sun planet, everywhere, from the highest planet, from below, down to the, what is called, the Patalalo. There are different Sanskrit names of different planets. Everywhere in this material world is this. Ultimate point is senselessness. So, Rishabha is pointing out that the sense gratification problem or desire or propensity is there even in the hogs and dogs. Therefore, he says, distinguishing the human form of life from the life of lowest class of animals, that he says, ayavadeha, this body. Now, ayavadeha, vihumajan niloke. Niloke means in the human society. Everyone has got body. The dog has body. The cat has body, the tiger has body, the bird has body, everyone has got body. Similarly, we have also got body. Therefore, he is warning, my dear son, in this body, the aim of life should not be sense gratification after so much trouble. If the point is sense gratification, then why so much, manifestation of economic development? Do you think that those who are not fortunate, who have these flyways or motor cars or skyscraper machines, and take, for example, most aborigines, the most uncivilized nation somewhere in Africa or any other part of the world, are they not sense-gratified? The dogs and hogs, they are not sense-gratified? So if the ultimate aim of life is simply sense-gratification, then why should we take so much trouble? There is a very nice story. These are very interesting stories. from Bhagavad. There was a very nice prostitute. Her key was, if anyone wants to visit that prostitute, she was charging 100,000 of diamond pieces. Diamond, you can understand, one diamond piece is at least $500. So she used to charge, if somebody wants to visit my house, then he must pay 100,000 pieces of diamond. So there were rich men for self-gratification. She was being paid. But one poor man and diseased man, so he had a very faithful wife. Although he was very poor and diseased, his wife was serving him very nicely. His husband could not walk because he was diseased, and the wife was working and maintaining her husband herself. Fortunately, she had no children. But the husband was always morose. Now the wife is asking, "My dear husband, I am trying to satisfy you in so many ways, working myself and cooking for you, giving you good stuff, and I am getting you with and everything. Why you are so morose? So you are hesitating to disclose his mind." When she insisted that you disclose why you are sorry, then I shall try to satisfy you. Come on. So he disclosed his mind. What is that? I want to visit that prostitute. This poor man. And he's diseased. Just see how much this lust and self-gratification is strong. He was thinking of going to that prostitute and he disclosed his mind to his wife. Wife was very faithful. She wanted to satisfy her husband. So she promised, "My dear husband, I shall try my best to take you to that prostitute. Oh, where is this 100,000 pieces of diamond? All right, I shall see to it." Then she went to the prostitute's house and without her permission, she was washing her dishes, her clothes, and swimming, the rooms and everything. The prostitute was like, "Who are you? You are coming, you are not charging anything, you are not asking anything. What do you want?" "I just tell you." So in this way, when she was daily asking, "Yo, what is your mind to tell me? You are very nice woman. You are for nothing, you are working for me, I must something do for you." Then she disclosed her mind. "My dear lady, I am a very poor man, but my husband, he is diseased and he has no money, but he wants to visit." So the woman could understand. She said, "Yes, you can bring your husband on the third date." So she was very glad and told her husband.
point with the dead, you shall be able to go.
Ah, you are very sad. Now, when the man visited the prostitute's house, she received the man. In India, it is system that when you receive a gentleman or lady, you must give him sumptuously to eat. So, there are many palatable dishes served to the man, and each vegetable and each preparation was put in two pots. One in iron pot and one in golden pot. So, he was eating. Now this man asked the prostitute, well, you have given me the same preparation in two pots, one in gold pot and one in iron pot. Why? What is the idea? So she said, the first of all, tasty, then I shall disclose what is the idea. So you are tasting, eating. Then the prostitute asked him, how do you like? Well, it is very nice. Then, is there any different taste in the golden pot? No, the same taste. And the iron pot? Oh, the same taste. So, she replied at that time, that you are so rascal, that you want to gratify your senses. But you do not know the sense gratification in poor wife or rich wife is the same. There is no difference of that. So why you are after a woman by paying this 100,000 US? The idea is, this story is very instructive and it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The idea is, the same thing is what? Education is the ultimate aim of life. Then, why so much heart trouble for decorating the process of self-education? Why wasting so much time for decorating? So, Vishabhe is asking that self-gratification there is necessary because we have not entered. But not with too much trouble, accepting too much trouble in the name of economic development. Because our time is very valuable. If we want to utilize our short duration of life, which we have got at our disposal, we must utilize it for self-realization, not for unnecessary increasing the necessities of bodily wants. This is not a good type of civilization, simply wasting time for self-gratification. Time should be utilized for greater advantage. The Chanakya Pandit said that Ayusha Chayakopi na labhyadharna kotihi. You know, in your country at least many tablets, time is money. Yes, actually time is very valuable. But you do not know how to utilize this time. That is the mistake of the present position. Time should not be, wasted simply for self-gratification. So far the problem of self-gratification is there. It should be minimized. It should not be increased. Minimized. Just like according to Vedic system, there are brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas, all divisions of the society, So the brahmachari, paramastha, brahmachari means student life, paramastha means retired life, and sannyas means renounced life. For them, the minimum necessities of life is prasad. And they should be automatically minimum, because they are ordered to beg from door to door and eat. The brahmachari is meant for begging. Now, no beggar can live very luxuriously. That's not possible. It is not possible. So if a beggar goes to somebody's house, Maharaj gives him some pounds. So it is not like this, one is awarding some 100,000 of rupees or dollars. So naturally, they have minimized their only little luxury or high standard of life is allowed to be grihastha, according to Vedic system. And the three other sections of the society, they should minimize. Why minimize? Because the idea is not to waste time unnecessarily. After all, either you lead very high standard of life or low standard of life, there is no question of low standard of life. The proper object of health is cleanliness. If you keep yourself clean, then your problem of health is solved. Simply cleanliness. Cleanliness is next to godliness. That is also English proverb. And in Sanskrit, Vidarakad also, Vatsha Pandaram Sushi, one should be clean within and without. So without, you can clean yourself simply by water. By the laws of nature, you have got enough water. So you can cleanse yourself outside by water. There is no necessity of soap. There is no necessity of anything. Simply you wash your body with water sufficiently. Of course, in your country, it is cold country. In India, the common people, they go to the river and take bath very nicely because it is a tropical climate, there is no trouble. So, you can cleanse your body. There are many saintly persons residing on the bank of the river Ganges. All in the morning, they cleanse the body. They go to evacuate on the field. After evacuating, they come to the river, cleans the body very nicely, and smear the body with the clay received from the river, and they sit down at the place and chant Hare Krishna all day. They don't care for whether they have got to eat or not to eat. By God's grace, somebody is coming, somebody is giving something, somebody is giving something. Just like in this your country also, you are offering, somebody is offering food, somebody is offering something. So there is arrangement by God's law. Everyone shall eat. It is not that you have never seen any animal or any bird has died for starvation. No. There is no starvation in the law. In the law of God. Everyone has food. Visayo khalu sarvatasya. By the laws of nature, by God's order, everyone has, I would say, provision for four things. What is that? Eating, shelter, and self-gratification, and defense. Ahara nidra vayavaitamacha. This is secure. Everyone, if you see a bird, bird's life, by nature, one bird has got another mate. A male and female, they are together. Anywhere you go. A tiger, a tigress. A dog, a sea dog. A hawk, a sea hawk. So, these are not problems. We are also anyone, a boy, a girl, a man, woman, ladies. So the arrangement is there. That is not problem. No, we should be satisfied. The Krishna consciousness means whatever is received through the mercy of God, we should be satisfied. Therefore we prescribe that our students should be married. Because that is a problem. Sex life is a problem. So, the marriage in every society, either Hindu society or Christian society, a Mormon, marriage is done under religious rituals. That means, one should be satisfied, for God has sent me this man as my husband. And the woman, man should think that God has sent me this woman, this nice woman as my wife. Let us live peacefully. But if I want, this wife is not good, that God is nice. If this man is not good, that man is good, then all things fall. All things fall. Because these demands are there, sense gratification, on the basis of sense gratification. I don't like this girl, I like that girl, I don't like this one, I like that one. That means sense gratification. Otherwise, the sense gratification, as I already cited the example, the prostitute get to wash up vegetables, that you are thinking that you shall enjoy this woman who is charging $1 million or like that. It is translated that from this woman which is greater than the other woman, it is mistake. The translator is the same. Either you derive it from this man or that man or this woman or that man. So, if our Krishna consciousness improves, then we may be satisfied, whatever Krishna prasad, that whatever Krishna has offered me, that is sufficient. Now, then your problem of self-gratification is solved. Similarly, your great problem is solved. Your apartment problem is solved too. Make your life very simple and shortcut. Then the parents' time you can utilize more Krishna consciousness. This is the program. This is the program of Vedic civilization. You find great scholars, Vyasas, there is no, the comparison of the scholars says, how many now, this Srimad Bhagavatam, he has written 18,000 verses. And not only Srimad Bhagavatam, he has written 18 Puranas. Out of 18 Puranas, the Srimad Bhagavatam is one Purana. And in one Purana, you find 18,000 verses, and each and every word is so meaningful that you study throughout your whole life. Oh, still, you find the best. Why this Srimad Bhagavatam? There is Mahabharata. And out of the Mahabharata, the Bhagavad Gita is only one chapter. 700 verses. Such a great scholar was living in a cottage. Mm-hmm. Not only that, he was, of course, Brahmin, he was Sanskrit, but he was family man. He had his wife, he had his children. Similarly, we find the history of Janaka Pandit. He was a great politician, prime minister of Emperor Chandragupta. Those who have read history of India, they know it. The Chandragupta was during the time of Alexander the Selkas in Greece. He also visited India long time. That history is there. Gupta was the emperor of India, and he had his prime minister, Chanakya Patnaik, and he was not charged in a party. And it was partly learned, you see. His politics he studied in the MA class in Indian University. And those were students of politics, they might have known this gentleman, Chanakya Patnaik. And in India, New Delhi, there is a quarter where foreign ambassadors are supplied place. So that quarter is known as Chanakya Puri. Chanakya Puri, because he was a politician, under his name, that place is surnamed Chanakya. So, the prime minister, the great scholar, the great scientist, they used to live in a cottage. They gave us so much contribution how to make scientific advancement, because the Brahmins, they are meant not for material enjoyment, simply for. So they are there for poor class. Only the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas were meant for economic development. So the whole idea here is expressed by Shakti, my dear friends, another day of Vivaja Milope, Satan Kaman Na Arhati Vilpasa. You should distinguish yourself from the object of simply for self gratification. This life is not made for working very hard. That is the modern civilization, not only here. Now, every day, whole material world, history is like that. People are after sense gratification. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, a great commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, is explaining this verse that Kastan, Kastapradan, Kaman, Josit, Darsana, Sparsana, Din, Na Arati, Naivarati, Iti. Kaman, he has plainly expressed that Kama, sense gratification means to see woman with lust or to touch woman with lust. That is called kama or sensitivity. So, this is natural. Materialistic life means whenever there is some beautiful woman or girl, it is natural. It is not oneself, it is not bad, because it is natural. There is a very nice verse written by a Rupa Goswami. He is explaining Jubatinam Jathajuna, Junam Jathajuna. Jubati means young girl, and Juna means young boy. So he is expressing his desire, my dear Lord, as a young boy has got natural affection for a young girl, or a young girl has got natural affection for a young boy. Spontaneous. It is not to be taught or to be educated in the schools and colleges. Then, spontaneously, the attraction is there. How my attraction for you may be like that spontaneous? It's a very nice example. So, this attraction for man or woman is called kama. Vishwanatha Chakravarti has to say that this has to be controlled. This has to be controlled. That is the distinction between human life and animal life. Animal life, they are still controlled. being so far advanced in civilization, they have no control. They'll be surprised that lion, these examples are given in the Shastra. It is not that the animal eaters meat eaters have got more passion than the Christian eaters. No. The example is given there in the Shastra. The comparison between lion and the pigeons. The pigeons are vegetarian. They simply eat grains. And the lion, they eat only meat and flesh. So, but still in spite of the lion eating flesh, he has got only one sex of flesh, one in India. But the vegetarian, the pizza, although eating grain, or at least 100 times a day, it is not that the vegetarians are less passionate than the animal eaters are crazy. Nature's goals are different. It can be controlled, but human consciousness, this control is, as you say, practice from the Brahmacharya. Because this, unless we control our sex life, there is very little possibility of advancing in spiritual process. Because spiritual perfection means to stop the transmigration of the soul from one body to another. That is real spiritual perfection. Stopping the soul, the spirit soul, transmigrating. This process is going on. Hey, rupe brahmanda pramite kono bhagavanji. Lord Chaitanya says that each and every spirit soul is just wandering throughout the whole universe from one planet to another, one body to another. This business is going on. But the basic principle of the continual transmigration is sex life. All sense life. Anyway, then so long we have got a pinch of sense gratification, we have to take birth in any form or any shape within this material world. When we shall be actually disgusted from all material sense gratification, then you are Brahma Bhuta, you are eligible to enter into this spiritual world. That is the whole process. Therefore, if we are at all interested, and that interest must be there in human life, otherwise it is spoiling. That is the problem. That no more transmigration from one body to another. That problem can be solved in the human form of life. Therefore, Rishabhdev advised his son, my dear son, to work very, very hard simply for sense gratification is not the business of human form of life. Then what it is meant for? The next line says that tapo means austerity. What is that austerity? The austerity is to follow the rules and regulations by which one can elevate himself to the spiritual platform. That is required. Then human, either you practice yoga, or hatha yoga, or jnana yoga, or dhyana yoga, or karma yoga, or jnana, everything is yoga. As I explained last time in the meeting in the chat, that yoga is one staircase to reach to the perfection of spiritual realization. And there are many steps. That's like hatha yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga. There are many steps. But But the perfectional state is bhakti yoga. The perfectional state is bhakti yoga. That should be the aim of life. But people do not know it. That what is the aim of life? The aim of life is self-realization and to understand and to know and to re-establish our lost relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. That should be the aim of life. Therefore, it requires tapo. Tapo means voluntarily accepting some penance. Just like I'm inclined for sense gratification. And tapasya means voluntarily avoid too much sense gratification. The Shastra does not stop sense gratification. If the nature law allows sense gratification to the lower animals, birds and beasts, why not to the man? But it should be controlled. Tapasya. So this is also tapasya. Just like if one man is satisfied with one man, woman, or one woman is satisfied with one man, and they peacefully, that is tapasya. Because natural inclination is that I want to enjoy that man or that woman. But if you can control that you be satisfied, whether with woman or with one, that is called tapasya. That is austerity. That is voluntarily you are restraining. Tapasya means voluntary restraint. In India, you see, the system is followed in conservative family that a widow cannot marry. There is no widow marriage in India. See, in the Manusamhita, the lawgiver sent the person Manusamhita. Why? Widow marriage is prohibited. The idea is, generally, everywhere, in all countries, the female population is greater than the male population. So the idea is that she has become widow, she was once married, now again she is married, the another virgin girl, she does not get the chance of being married. Therefore, there is no widow marriage according to Hindu scripture. And a man is allowed, it is, I would say, able man. He can marry more than one wife. Not that, simply marry. To get one, more than one wife does not mean it's a censorship. The wife must be maintained very respectfully. She must have good house, good ornaments, good food, good servants, good children. Then one can marry. Not that, simply one can censorship. Just like Krishna. Krishna married 16,000 wives. And 16,000 wives, 16,000 palaces. And each wife, 10 children. And Narada wanted to see the how Krishna is managing the 16,000 wives. He wanted to visit each and every palace. And he saw that everywhere Krishna is present. That means, not that he remained one and there were 16,000. Because there are 16,000 wives, so with each and every wife you are present. That is God. So he can expand himself. Goloka eva nidhasati akhilatma bhutam. Akhilatma bhutam. He is all pervading. Why 16,000 wives? If he is omnipotent, all powerful. Then 16 million of wives also in separate. So, the program of sense gratification should be minimized. And that is called tapasya. The program of sense gratification should be minimized. And that is called tapasya. Tapo. Tapo vidyam. And why I shall minimize my sense gratification? if I have an opportunity, I must utilize it to the best of my capacity. That is being done, not only now, every time. No, you have to do it with your path, best realization, for God realization. You have to save your time. Tapo dipang putrata.
And what is the purpose
of that self-realization and God realization? That is very jina, sattam, shubhet. Then your existence will be purified. What is the necessity of purifying my existence? Jina, sattam, shubhet. Just now, if you purify your existence, then dasma dhamma sukham, you will really unlimited pleasure. You are after now temporary pleasure by self gratification. But in this life, in this human form of life, if you control your self gratification and utilize the time for self realization, that as soon as you are self-realized man or Brahma-realized man, then your happiness is unlimited. You are after happiness. Your self-gratification means you are after happiness. But this happiness is temporary. Any material happiness, it has no continuity. It has not limit. But if you want, but my desire is to have unlimited happiness, unlimited life, unlimited knowledge. If you want that, so try this life, this human form of life. Don't waste it simply after self-gratification. But practice optimacy, minimize your self-gratification, be satisfied whatever is offered by nature or by God. We don't not complete accident, but regulate it. And the balanced time utilized for self-realization, then your perfection will be there by which you will live eternally, you will enjoy eternally, and your knowledge will be unlimited. So, first man, Vidhante, instructed in this way, it is very instructive. If you continue to understand this instruction of the subject, now we have only left one verse. And the next verse is that Mahasiva Dharma Hutvi Mukti. If you want this platform of self-realization, or spiritual life, then your engagement should be Mahatseva, to serve a great soul, or associate with great soul. Then that is possible. We shall discuss this next soul. Mahatseva, who is Mahat, who is great soul, how to discuss everything. We shall discuss next week. Thank you. Any questions? You have got intelligence, you have got brain. So if there is any doubt, whatever is spoken, it's not dogmatic. That's pushing or pressing something. No. It is scientific and reasonable. Whatever is saying in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Avalam Purana, is spotless. Nobody can find any fault. Srimad Bhagavatam, Avalam Purana. Avalam means spotless.
My program is to eat Krishna Prasad.
From the
road. No.
At lunchtime.
roots. So there are some, they have gone and supplied your countries. Like God said, you have sufficient food star, you can use potato, vegetable, cheese also. This is big preparation you can eat. And offer it to Krishna. The Krishna, these things are supplied by you. And tasty, then I say. You can put them everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. At least you should acknowledge that everything is sent by Krishna and God. Then you can. Krishna's laws are major laws so nice that a cow is eating grass and producing milk. Now if you think that grass is the cause of milk, then you understand. It's the laws of Krishna that transforms grass into milk. If you eat, you eat grass, then you will die. But the cow is eating grass. That also not supplied by your factory. The grass is produced by nature's way. And she is eating that grass and supplying the most nutritious food, milk. And in exchange, you are cutting throat. How you can be happy? That an innocent animal, she is eating grass supplied by God, and instead of grass, if you think that she is eating grass from the land, American land, or my land, she must give me something. Is that right, miss? No, what reason there is? So, if we human being, if we forget even ordinary mercy, compassion, and gracefulness, then what is that human life? And then from natural point of view, natural means one who is born in this land. The cow is also born in this land. So why? The man should be given protection, not the cow. But according to Vedic civilization, you see, you have read Srimad Bhagavatam, I have read, one man was trying to kill one cow immediately. My husband said to his sword, oh, kill cow in my kingdom as an immediate city. Special protection, Brahmins and cow. You know, we offer Krishna obeisance. Namo Brahmanna Devaya Govrahmana Hitash. Krishna, you are the leader of Brahminical civilization. Purest civilization. Namo Brahmanna Devaya Govrahmana Hitash. You are the well-wisher of cows and the Brahmins. Why special stress is given to the word go and Brahman. Then he said, Javadvita. And after being first, being well said to the cows and Brahmin, then you are well sure of this general word, Javadvita. Krishna, Govindaya, Namo. This is the prayer, Namo Brahmanna Devaya. So, why this specific stress has been given to the cows and Brahmin? Just speak Krishna, speak them. I was running the cows. He is instructing by his practical life how he is compassionate to the cows. He played as a cowherd boy. Why? Because he, in human society, these two things are neglected. Cows and the brahmin, that is animal society. Animal society, that is not human society. That is the idea. Because the brahmin, they will give you good information of spiritual life. And cows will give you the best food you can have with this material. That is this. Real interpretation of Govrahmana Hitash.
we are simply a cow, and the grace says, exactly, a child born, it leaves simply on cow's milk, but our mother's milk, milk. But 6 months, then when it is little grown up, you simply give us sufficient milk, as it is very stout and strong. Then supply it little grapes, fruits, etc. So we have got many foodstuffs in the vegetarian kingdom, and Krishna asks you that patram pushpam phalam toyam yumi bhaktya prajashyati. Anyone who is offering me this is universal. Patram means a leaf, the death deity. Pushpam a flower. And patram pushpam phalam, phalam means the fruit. And toyam means water. Any poor man can offer Krishna. There is no need of, I mean to say, luxurious foodstuff. But it is meant for the poorest man. The poorest of the poor man can share all these four things. A little leaf, a little flower, a little fruit, and a little water. Any part of the world. Therefore he is prescribing, patram pushpam phalam toyam yumi bhaktya prajashyati. Anyone who offers me with love and devotion. Taya bhaktya buddhitam, because it is brought to me with love and devotion, aslami, I eat. Krishna is not hungry, neither is poor. But the main thing is bhakta, devotion and love. So whatever you offer Krishna with devotion and love, within this group, as prescribed by him, Krishna, etc. So you can offer anywhere. It does not matter that you have to offer in temple. No. Krishna is everywhere. So you offer anywhere. This cauliflower is also a flower. It's just flower. And potato is fruit, fruit flower. So any other question? Yes. And another meaning is
Goswami, that Sudhana is not an ordinary woman. If somebody thinks of Krishna and Radha, they're side by side, it's just like a boy and girl. No. If Krishna is transcendental whole spirit, similarly, the Radha or his expansion, her expansion, there it is explained in the Brahma Sangita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitami Sthavi Jatyeva Nijarupataya Salami. There is the expansion of the quintessence of spiritual energy, Ananda Chinmaya. Ananda means blissful and Chinmaya means spiritual. The all Krishna Lila, all Krishna's activities, they are manifestation of his spiritual internal potential. You understood this?
Sir, what I wanted to say is that did she have to become transcendent? Did she have to?
No, she is already transcendent. She hasn't got to become. Become means nobody becomes. Become means that's like to become healthy. To become healthy is a thing, not that the man was not healthy. He has fallen diseased. You understand? When I say to become healthy does not mean that he was not healthy. He was healthy. Somehow or other, he is now diseased. So the become is applicable to the disease or to the condition, not to the original. So Radha, Krishna or his expansion, they are original spirit. We are also original spirit. In contact with matter, we are now diseased. Therefore, to become is applicable to the condition soul, not to the liver. Become past, present and future is applicable within the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is no past, present, future. Yes, is it not? So, become is applicable to us who are conditioned. Conditioned means by contamination of matter, we are suffering, so we have to go to the healthy life, spiritual life. To become is not applicable to anything of Krishna's name, form, paraphernalia, expansion. They are all transcendental in turn. And you can also become one of them as soon as you are free from this material contribution. That is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Jagatyana nivattasi tathāma paramamama. If you practice Krishna consciousness and at the end of life, if you continue, the next life you also become Brahma Bhuta Prasannātmā. You also associate with the same. And there will be no distinction at that time, either Krishna or Radha or all expansions, because they are all fusion. What then? That 1 minute. Your question was that 1 minute. Because there is no disagreement. There is no disagreement. Everything is in harmony. Spiritual harmony. Therefore, 1 minute. Any other question?
not 6 times. 1.5 hours before sunrise.
Thank you.